No matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Okay, terrific.
Hey, yo.
Language and writing were made available.
He'll teach you everything.
Hoo-ah!
I'm writing this down. This is good stuff.
Hey, I'm John. This is John Helps You Write Better. Today, I want to talk about starting things, because right now, literally, as I sit here, I'm about to go start trying to figure out what exactly to say or not say in that class that I had talked about yesterday. And it got me thinking about what sort of stuff we tell writers when we talk about starting. We tell you that you need a strong opening. We tell you that you need like a good attention grabber. We tell you that you need a strong voice and that you should begin with action. And maybe, depending on your advice, we should begin in media res in the middle of something. And that's all fine and well and good and okay. And it doesn't need to be more complicated than that. Because honestly, that's plenty, right? Like that's a big enough damn deal. And it can be paralyzing just on the face of it. But I want to talk about beginnings. I want to talk about where do you really start? And it starts not on the page. It doesn't start with a draft. It can, and I think a lot of people do start with a draft. They find a different word for it or a label for it to make themselves feel better. Maybe they're discovery writers. Maybe they're pantsers. Maybe they're I don't know what, disorganized people just sort of fumbling along and then wondering why their story never works out. You can find whatever label you want. You can do whatever it is you want to do. Sometimes it'll work. Who knows? You won't know till you try. But if you want to really do this, if you want to really do anything, whether we are storming the beaches of Normandy, France, or whether we are writing a book, or whether we are making a class, or whether we are figuring out how to clean a house that's messy, it all starts with a plan. Now, I'm a big planner. I love plans. I will make plans and lists all day because it brings me comfort to bring control to the previously uncontrollable. I love it. So when we start, we need a plan. Now, our plan can be a thing that we rabbit hole into, a thing that we hide into, a thing that we escape into. You've probably heard me talk about all these things before, and that's fine. But your plan needs to be functional more than correct. And that, I think, is a stumbling block for a lot of people. When we start planning, we want to map the whole thing. How do we cover every jot and tittle and bump in the road and quirk and line and space and this and that and what about this and what about that and what about this over here and what about that over there? And we need to see the whole field, no fog of war, before we can even begin. And that's wrong. You don't need to. You truly don't. You can have a rough idea. You can be vaguely aware that there will be hard stuff, whatever those things are, somewhere down the road, whatever that looks like, whenever that might be. But you don't need to know everything. I understand you're afraid. I understand you're anxious. I understand that you really want to do a good job, that this is very important to you. I get it. I hear you. I really do. But you can't go into this needing to know everything before you start, because there will be plenty of things you'll just never know before you start. And you couldn't possibly guess them. You can't possibly predict them. It just doesn't work like that. So rather than waste more time, because that's what you've been doing, rather than waste more time paralyzing yourself and overthinking things and sweating through things and convincing yourself that you're just trying to do a good job, how about we just make a small plan? And how about we just make small steps? We're going to get done one way or the other, whether it's through big giant leaps or small steps. We're just going to get it done. So where do we begin? You want to find your core idea. What is this story? What is this thing you're doing? What's it about? Whether that's a plot, or whether that's a character, or whether that's a theme, that's up to you. What's it about? You need to be able to answer that question. Now, there's no like wrong answer. There's no like right answer. It's not like answers that prioritize plot or answers that prioritize character are more correct or something. It's not like that. You just need an answer. And you would be surprised the number of people who don't answer that question at the time. They'll say, oh, well, I'll figure it out as I go. No, you won't. You won't. Because all that energy you will have put in, all that creativity you will have invested, if it's meandering and wandering all over the place, that's an opportunity you're missing. You're not necessarily like ruining anything, but you are not necessarily using your ability to its best in a focused, deliberate way. It's going to be much harder to move forward from that point than it is if you sat down in advance and sorted through your thinking. So for instance, you're making a story and it's the story of, you know, a bunch of kids surviving high school. Okay, cool. Or I'm making a class because I want writers to be able to write at a higher level than they thought possible and finish their work. That's what I want. Okay, great. What's the next step after that? Get that idea down somewhere. Get it out of your head. Write it down. Write it by hand, type it up, make it a graphic, make it your wallpaper on your phone or on your desktop or whatever. Get the idea out of your head. The first thing we're going to need to understand before anything else is once we can answer a question, whatever that is, once we make a decision, whatever that answer needs to not just live in our heads. If we put it down somewhere, we put it down somewhere where we will see it and remember it and we can act on it. Because writing is the act of making decisions, and our decisions start here before we've even written one thing, before we've even recorded one thing. It's just this starting point. What do you want to do? What's it about? What's the goal? Now, your goal might be something like, I just want to be a published author. I want to sell my book. I want somebody to buy my book. I want to make a book that makes my sixth grade English teacher, you know, who said I would never be a writer, like choke on their words. You can have whatever goal you want. You can have a big giant goal. I want to sell 1 million books. I want to be the next Stephen King. I want to do this. I want to do whatever. It's your goal. Now, the bigger your goal, the easier it is to not accomplish it, because it remains a fantasy and it remains unrealistic based on the fact that you haven't made any steps forward yet. But you can make a goal, whatever goal you want. I want to be able to write well enough and successfully enough so that I can leave my current situation and be on my own and be a writer. Cool. I want to be able to pay for my kids' braces. I want to be able to do this. Whatever it is, your goal is valid. It might be, for the moment, unrealistic, but we can temper that. We can tailor that. That comes later. But for now, we want a goal. So make a goal. We've answered a question. What's your thing about? Now we're going to the next step. What's your goal? And we're going to write these things down. That's step number one. If we don't write them down, they're not happening. It's really that simple. If you don't get this out of your head, if you don't make this more practical than a daydream, you will never get where you want to go. That's important. That's significant. That's a thing. So, what's it about? What is it? What's our goal? Your decisions at this level sound important, sound like a big deal. It's how we start. But that doesn't mean we can't change. Like if in the course of making a thing, you realize, oh no, wait, it's not about kids at high school. It's about kids in a small town because of such and such. And they're not high schoolers. They're, you know, middle schoolers, or they're in elementary school or something. That's fine. Nothing's carved in stone. We only want to set ourselves up to succeed. Only. So to do that and get that done, well, we make some decisions. Going forward, we're going to make a ton of decisions all the time. Small stuff, big stuff, everything in between. For now, though, what's it about? What are we trying to do? What's our goal? Give that some thought. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Remember, write it down. Get it out of your head. Somewhere, phone, paper, type it up, make notes, somewhere where you will see it and not just forget about it. Don't park it on some Pinterest mood board 25 boards away. Don't put it on some new website that you'll forget to log into. Put it somewhere where you will see it consistently and constantly. Do not rely on your memory alone to be enough. Get it out of your head. I will talk to you tomorrow.